anyone?
No, no. He called and talked to one of our aides here. Wanted to meet with me, which I wanted to avoid that because they tell me he's slippery as an eel. So, I just haven't returned the call because they said I was very, very busy. But he said, I want it known. I did not include Jim Jones's name. I did, I guess he named Marr, which makes me feel no better about it at all. But he said, I did not label him as an extremist. Yes, I thought it fascinating. So somebody must be leaning on him in the establishment because certainly progressives, I don't think, would cause Barbara Chirota to make that kind of move.
I doubt it.
Is there anything else that I can do for you?
Have a nice weekend.
Yes, the same to you, good mayor. Bye-bye.
Gene Chaykin, I'm an attorney for People's Temple.
Pardon?
I say, this is Gene Chaykin, I'm an attorney for People's Temple.
Yes?
We're concerned about some material that you wrote that was turned over to us.
And I was wondering what they did with that.
And the reason that I'm calling is I want to let you know that we consider that defamatory.
If
we get, I say we consider it defamatory.
Good, you should.
And if we get any more of it, you're going to be faced with litigation. I wanted you to know that. And it's really, you know, it's really unfortunate. While your children were with us, they were out of trouble.
I couldn't hear you. You're talking too fast.
I said, when they were with us, they were out of trouble, and they had no drug problems. I don't know why you have a problem with us, but I just wish to advise you that if there's any more of this that comes to our attention, and you're going to be...
What does this have to do with drugs? I'm a little confused.
I said what I intended to say on that subject.
I still don't understand why you said,
I intended what I said to say on that subject.
But I
really wanted to let you
that.
Know, Mrs. Kelly, that you're going to be facing a lawsuit if we hear any more of this. So I'll say good evening to you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Most people meet him, they try to take his ideas and throw him away. Well, you need him because he's everything. You know, I tell you what, I was in Milwaukee with him, and three lawyers talked to this guy for 8 hours. Here he is, 75 years old. So after they got finished, he said, now, I want to ask you something. He said, according to this, this, and that, a new law that's just been passed, upon testimony, I can question you. He said, now, why did you come to Detroit and disrupt my life and my living to bring me over here to try to steal my life? He said, this is the only thing I want to know is this the price that I've got to pay to put a number one item on the world market. He said, this is a first. So the guy sat there in shock, you know, his three attorneys talking to this old gentleman sitting on his cane. And then when he got up, he said, when I finish it, he said, I'm going to see what you can sign. He said, that's what y'all said.
You know about the road.
See, with this item, he can build roads with it, too. And then we're supposed to be going to discuss the road from Tanzania to Nairobi, which is 8,000 miles. He said the material over there, when the people went to take the magnesium out of that, that they left in mountains and mountains of this stuff that was less than 1%. He can take that and make it a highway out of it. Along with the power, it gets harder every year. The only thing I've got to do is tell you what part of the country you're in and some of the things you have to do that you have at your disposal that would be the easiest to you to acquire. Right. And I can tell you if you say you can do it. Send some samples or whatever. You know.
We've got letters of play.
Play.
And we've got about 20 rivers. We've got letters of play. And money and rivers.
Yeah, right down. Right down from the
lots of old enough. Yeah. rashes.
Okay, now, what part of the top measurement should we do with that down? Down that he was a boxer, which he used to be a boxer too, you know, but he didn't put down that he was a scientist, and he's registered to the Pentagon because he did a lot of things with the, a lot of the different things that Americans had, Sputnik, things like that, not Sputnik, Mars, Jupiter. He had a three-stage rocket in 1928. Numerous of things that he has, it is. So what they're trying to do with him now in Detroit is to make, take General Motors to make a, give him some of his laurels, you know. Because he's got a propeller, he's just propulsion boats. I mean, just so many different things that it's hard for me to express until some of them get to find how we're going to put them to the public without having problems with different corporations. Right, so. This is where we stand at now.
As a matter of fact, maybe one of the ways to do it is to try to get this patent developed on the outside of the United States and outside of the States.
So we figure like this here, if you can come in with the big corporate structure from the start, you don't have to worry about the ones dealing that maybe the world can use. You see what I mean?
That's why I was kept talking third world countries when I saw this.
That's what the builder suggested to us, that we should build the first model in Liberia. But he would like to build it in Tanzania, but there's so much going on over in that part of the world right now.
Well,
China,
you know, is a very pivotal country in terms of economics. Of course, the government is, it turns out, one of the original founders of the
Right there, and you're in time of 3 to 5 minutes, and you can, like he said, you can take forms and use forms as fast as you can use machinery, but just curing time. Quiet type of man, you know, safe to the bone.
factory out here doing small parts or something. When he seen that painting, like Frankenstein, guy went all to New York to steal the parts, and he never put the formula together, because you can't take what somebody else is in the head and let you take your head.
That's what our concern. Right, our concern is trying to develop things for people. And
right.
That's what
it's about. That's good.
This has been a conversation between Attorney Shakin and James Young, Promised Land and Nine.